Rabbi Friedman, Parshas Mishpatim. Start your day at Tyway, Manchester.
I saw in the Settle announcing this week's Torah Way that the Shiurim this week have been dedicated Le'ili Nishmas Hagun HaTzadik Rafalk Zeichel Tzadik Levrucha, and today is actually his Shloishim. He was nifted exactly a month ago, Chof Gimel Teves. Today is Chof Gimel Shavat. So I thought it would be correct, we should speak a little bit today about Rav Falk, about the Torah of Rav Falk, and learn together from one of his chivas in Machze Liyui. Chazal say, "In oisim nefushes letzadikim, divreim heim heim zichroinam." As the divrei Torah, this is the Gresta Zikuren. We learn together, Mimir Tashem, a chiva, where we'll see from this chiva the koyach of Rav Falk, koyach in hoirua, his koyach in psak, and how in this one shiva he's choylik both on Rav Shloim Zalman Oyebach and Dayan Weiss, and he's mekel, and he's a koyach, moedik a koyach, a shiva which he wrote when he was only in his 30s, and he was choylik and the gedoyle haposkim then to be mekel shaloik divrayim. First of all, I want to mention the Rashi, first pusik this week's parsha, Ve'ele ha'meshputim asher tusim lifneim. Says Rashi, famous Rashi, Omele kadosh baruch hi le'moshe, lo'isal al da'at chaloyma eshna lehem ha'perik v'halucha beis ho'gimel pa'umim. Don't think Moshe Rabbeinu, you're just yoitza, just merely saying over the halucha 2-3 times, ad shetei sedire b'fiim kemishnusa, v'einim atriach atmi lehavinem tama hadova. I'll just give them the maskuna, the halucha, without explaining to them the whole reasoning and all the tamim behind it. Lekach ne'ma, therefore, says Rashi, sit in the Torah, asher tusim lifneihem, kashulchan ha'orech, we have to learn the Torah like a shulchan orach, like a table which has been set and prepared and loaded with food ready to be eaten. Writes the Bar Tanira in his Perush al Torah, that what's this diyuk that Rashi tells us, that says asher tusim lifneihem, therefore it's compared to a shulchan orach. Says the Bar Tanira, because the Torah should have said ve'ele ha'mishputim asher telamdim, which you should teach them. Unusual lushan asher tusim lifneihem, you should put in front of them. Says the Bar Tanira, we find in Parshas Chayei Yesura when Eliezer Eved Avruham came to the house of Basil and he invited him. It says vayisam lefunov lechoil. He put in front of him food ready to eat. So says the Bar Tanira, from this pusik vayisam lefunov lechoil, we see the lushan of sima refers to food. So this is what Chazal tell us, what Rashi quotes, asher tusim lifneihem, that Torah has to be like a shulchan orach, ready to be eaten. Rabbeinu HaBeis Yosef, in his Hagdoma to his Sefer, explains why did he call his Sefer Beis Yosef? And he says as follows, Al Kain Karusiv Beis Yosef, I've called my Sefer Beis Yosef, Ki Kishem Shemi Beis Yosef Hoi Nizoinim HaKoil Muzun HaGif. Just like from the house of Yosef HaTzadikim Mitzrayim, Yosef, he Hamashbe, Yosef was the one who gave food for the whole of Mitzrayim and the entire world to eat. So everybody will be sustained from this sefer, says the Beis Yosef, Muzoin HaNefesh. So we see again a comparison between Muzoin HaGif and Muzoin HaNefesh. We find also in this week's Pasha is written the mitzvah of tefillah. The Rambam writes, this is in Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Aleph, Mitzvah asay lehispalel b'chol yoim. There's a mitzvah asay min haTorah for ye to daven every single day. Shenema va'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem, says v'erech es lachmecho v'es meimecho. Mepi hashmi elomdi shavoydezi hi tefillah. When it says va'avadetem, this refers to tefillah. Shenema la'ovdei b'chol levavchem. Omri chachomim eiz avoyde shebelev zihi tefillah. Obefregen dem afoshim a gewaldige kash of the Rambam. Where did the Rambam see in this pusik va'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem that you have a mitzvah lispalel b'chol yoim? It doesn't say anywhere in the pusik we're speaking on a daily basis. You should serve Hashem, daven to Hashem, efshe once a week, once a month, efshe Yom Kippur, once a year. We state in this pusik as a mitzvah asay lispalel b'chol yoim. Azoy fregen dem afoshim. Zuk the Kiriya Sefer, the Rambam understood it from the context of the Pusik. Because the Pusik says, Va'avadetem es Hashem lekeichem, should serve Hashem, Iverach es lachmecho ve'es meimecho. Ikeshem she'udam zukik midi yoim b'yoim le'lechem le'mayim le'kiyim agif. You say to somebody who's hungry, but you ate yesterday, why are you hungry today? Yesterday was yesterday. Today is a new day. I need to wait every single day. So says the Kiryat Sefer, just like when it comes to food and drink, it doesn't help me. I ate yesterday. I need to eat again today. Kach zokiki lispalel midi yoim levakesh makesh barchi kol tzeruchav. And as I state in Chazal, in a medrash called Medrash Chayfetz, Iverech es lachmecho ves memecho, Ma beyoim shtei sidois, kachat fila shtei pa'umim bayoim, you have to daven ba'boike ve'erev. Just like a sida also, it's not enough once a day. You eat once in the morning and once in the evening. Shabbos we have shulosh sidas. Over the entire week a person has two sidas. So a person has to daven every single day, boike ve'erev. So again we see the connection between muzin ha'gif and muzin ha'nefesh. So the Torah has to be asher tusim lifneihem. The Torah has to be keshulchan urach. Just like when it comes to muzin ha'gashmi, a person wants to have food which tastes good, which is nice. It's not just good enough for him to eat something which sustains his guf. He wants it shouldn't be missing flavor. It should have geshmaka tamim. Similarly, has to be by the Torah. Tami re'i ki toy vashem. The Torah is not good enough merely to give over the Torah in a dry, tricking away. It has to be given over with all the tamim that people should understand and enjoy and have a cheshek to learn Torah. So this is, as we all understand, Rafal Kzeicha Tzadik Levrucha, this is something which he excelled in giving over the Torah Keshulchan Urach, making it mit alle tamim and making it geshmak. I saw from the Chasam Sofer also a gewaltige Wort in Parshas Chayesura. On this pusik, Vayisem lefunov lechoil, that Basil put the food in front of Eliezer to eat. If we look in the Chumash, we'll see that this pusik is actually a kri iksiv. It's written the word Vayisam, is written the Torah with two yuds. Vov, yud, yud, sin, mem. And we look in the Chumash, how we read it, the kri is vov, yud, vov, samach, sin, mem, I'm sorry. It's read the same way, vayusam, but it's a kri iksiv. Zuk de chasam soifer, vus liegt in this kri iksiv? So he says an amazing machshava. We know Basil tried to poison Eliezer. So he put in front of him poisoned food. And Chazal tell us, and Rashi quotes it in Vachai Surah, came along the Malach took away that food from Eliezer, put it in front of Basil, and gave Eliezer a different food. Kimtos Eliezer was served twice. He was served once by Basil, and he was served a second time by the Malach. Vayisam, as we state in the Torah, with two yids, means to give to a person. Vayisam lefun of lechol, Basil gave him to eat. That was the first time. Vayusam with a vav means, and he was given. This refers to the second time, which was an invisible act which nobody saw. Nobody noticed it. This was an invisible act of the Malach changing over the first food and giving him a second food. Vayusam lefun of lechoil, he put in front of him to eat, refers to the second time. By Torah, we find the Zelba Bechina. Chazal tell us, Zucha, if a person is Zoicha to learn Torah properly, Nasis loy Samchayim. The Torah is for him a Samchayim, a medicine of life, Eitz Chayim ile machzikim bo. If Chas Veshulem loy Zucha, is Chas Veshulem Nasis loy Samhamoves. So there are these two bechinas. A person who's Zoicha to learn Torah properly, he has the geschmack in the Torah, he enjoys it, and it becomes a Samchayim. With this we understand now the tiefkeit of the Rashi in the Batanira, that when Eila Mishputim Ashetusim Lifneim Keshil Chanurach, said the Batanira, we learn this out from this Pusik, Vayisam Lefun of Lechoil, that Torah has, we learn now, has to be given over in the same way. Oh, but just like there was two Nesinois. There was a Nesina of some others, and which later became changed into an scene of Samchayim. So it is by Torah. For somebody who's Zoicha to learn Torah properly, he's Zoicha taka to the Birchas HaTorah. And he becomes a Shulchan Urach, a Geshmaka Tish, mit alle Tamim, with all the flavors. So I'd like to learn today a Tshiva from Rafalk, Zoicha Tzadik Levrucha, which is written here in Chelek Aleph from Machzor Liyui, in Simon Samachtes, where he speaks about various halachas, shalas of binyan, kelim, b'shabbos. And two main points which he stresses here, which is about, is it correct for children to play with Lego on Shabbos? Because what really Lego is doing is, you've got building bricks and you're building them. And many poskim are takamachme, that children, al schinach, it's not correct for children to play with Lego, because Lego is in itself a form of binyan, and therefore you shouldn't really be allowing children to play Lego with Shabbos. And Rafal comes along, and his koyach ha-toyre, koyach haru, he shows us clearly that he holds there is no shala whatsoever of binyan with Lego Shabbos, and there's no shal of makava patish or tikamuna. And then he comes along with a big chiddush, which we'll speak about, that he wants to say there's a issa kesiva in playing with Lego and Shabbos. And we'll see here a most interesting and novel idea which Rav Falk gives over, and he holds azoila halucha. And then another shala. This is Negeya, also can happen sometimes, especially sickers. One sleeps in the sicker and you need to have a mattress. Lots of people like to use a blow-up mattress. You have a blow-up mattress, they're easy, they don't weigh anything. What's the halacha if on Shabbos, on Yontif, you've noticed that this blow-up mattress has deflated? Are you allowed to blow up air into the Shabbos? Use a pump and blow air into this mattress on Shabbos to blow it up? Or do we say that you are making a keli on Shabbos? There's Meferish Achiva Minchas Yitzchok, who he asks it. Came along Rafalk and he says, I disagree, and he's Mekel. So we together will learn this Achiva fin Rafalk. So just a few Rushe Prokim that one should understand the basics of Hilchas Boina. One of the Lamates Meluchas is Binyan. Binyan refers to in the Torah only building something which is mechibah to the karka, building a wall, making something on the ground. However, binyan kelim is a machloikus beis shamay and beis hillel mesechtes beya. Do we say there's binyan kelim to create a keli, to repair a keli on Shabbos? Beis shamay says there is, and beis hillel says there isn't. And for shteitzich, the halach is like beis hillel, ein binyan kelim beis Shabbos. Freik toitzis akasha. However, we have many sigyas in Chazal, in Gemara Shabbos, where it seems that there is binyan kelim b'Shabbos. So how can it be here we have a Gemara Masechtos Beis that says, Beis Hillel says, there's no binyan kelim b'Shabbos. Answers Tosfos and Ozei Shteit and Rashi in Masechtos Shabbos, that there's a difference between repairing a keli and asiyas a keli mitchilusoi, making a brand new keli. That's something which is usa. Then we say yesh binyan bekelim b'Shabbos. Merely adding on something, repairing it, well, that depends each situation. But asiyas keli, there is a issa of asiyas keli. Now there's a very important Mogen Avroam and Taz, and this is Nogeya. People ask the Shala, on Shabbos and Yontif, am I allowed to assemble a folding table? I've got a folding table and I've got guests. Can I stick out the legs and put down the table and make a table? Or, let's say, a pram. Yeah, the collapsible pram. Can I assemble the pram on Shabbos? Put it together, just slot it together and make it a pram. It's made to open and close. L'chora, I'm creating, I'm making a new keli. Zuk the Mugen Avrum and the Taz, and this is brought down in the Mishnah Brira and Summon Shinyin Gimel, Shinyin Gimel, Sif Kut and Mem Hei, that something which the derech is to open and close the whole time without needing to screw and without needing to do a massive bechoizik, it just slots into place, opens and closes, no problem, there's no issa of binyan v'kelim. This is called derech hishtamshes. I'm using it. I'm not making a keli. I'm just, this is the derech hishtamshes. Just like we all understand, I'm allowed to open and close a door or window on Shabbos, and no one's going to say, hey, you've repaired the wall. The wall had a massive hole in it because there was a hole when the door was opened. And now I've closed the door and I've locked it. I've built up part of the wall. This is derech hishtamshes, to open and to close. So this is the basic background of Hilchos Boina. Now comes Rav Falk, and he quotes the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Ches, Rav Chisda Shura Lahadira Idra LeBeisadya B'Shabsa. Rav Chisda allowed a person to put feathers or some type of stuffing into a pillowcase on Shabbos. I need a pillowcase. I can put feathers into this pillowcase on Shabbos. Freik the Gemara Kasha, how can this be? Eise Rav Chunem Bachisda Rav Chisda O B'Shteita Klua Breisa. You're not allowed to put something into a pillowcase on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Lekasha, Hu bechadata hu batika. It's a difference between a new one, a first time round, says Rashi, hu batika, an old one. I'm just replacing it. If it was already a pillowcase before, and the pillow, and the feathers had fallen out, and I'm just merely putting them back inside, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. However, if I'm doing it for the first time, these feathers have never been in this pillowcase, and I'm now making the first time a pillowcase, that is forbidden. Says Rav Falk, we look in Simon Shin Mem, Sif Ches, we'll see this Gemara is brought la halucha. Another halucha which we learn out from this Gemara is in Simon Shin Yidzayin, Paskins the Mogen Avrom, and Azoy Shteidot in the Mishnah Brira. And this is very Negeya. A person's walking on Shabbos, oive, and his shoelace has snapped. Now, it's very uncomfortable, it's very difficult to walk any distance when you've got an open shoe and you haven't got a shoelace. Am I allowed to come along and take a shoelace and thread it into the shoe and tighten my shoe? I'm not doing anything, really. I'm just threading it in. What melucha could I be being over? Comes along the Mogen Avrom and says it's forbidden for you to do it. Just like you can't put feathers into the pillowcase, because then you are making a pillowcase. Similarly, I can't thread a shoelace into a shoe on Shabbos. However, However, if the shoelace had already been once before in that shoe and it just come out, I'm allowed to replace the shoelace. Not only that, comes along the Ritva and tells us another chiddush, that if this shoelace or these feathers were in a different shoe, a different pillowcase, and I want to just merely transfer them, my shoelace is snapped, so it's no problem. I've got a second pair of shoes. I'll take out a shoelace from a shoe which I'm not using today, and I will re-thread that shoelace from that other shoe into this shoe. It's also forbidden. I can't do that. I can only replace the original shoelace. I cannot take another shoelace that is forbidden to do. This is the halacha which is written here, legaba shoes. So lechoira, we see here that putting something together is an issa of tikkun mona. Now, this is where Rafal comes along, and he comes along with this moedika bombshell. He quotes the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is in Simon Shin Yud Zayin, and the Beis Yosef quotes a Tshiva Ashkenazis. This is from one of the Rishonim. What's the halacha about, are you allowed to put in a belt into your trousers on Shabbos? I need a belt for my trousers. So we've said you can't put feathers into a pillowcase. You can't thread in a shoelace into shoes. So you'll ask me, I'll tell you, oy bazoy, you can't thread in a belt into your trousers either. However, says the Beis Yosef in the name of the Tshiva Ashkenazis, Sheshoalto, that what you asked, emitel hachnes avnet b'michnesayim b'Shabbos, are you allowed to put a belt into your trousers on Shabbos? Peshita demita. It's pusha, it's not even a shala. Vamailoi, why should it be also? Vahomer of Chizda, shul adir idol beisadia b'pei b'tomnin. That what we learn over there, that you see clear of Chizda says you can put your feathers back into the pillowcase, is the same thing. And although the Gemara says there by the pillowcase, it's only you're allowed to replace the old ones and not a new one. Haini mishim to ovid keili. There you are making a keili. Aval hocha, but here by the belt, you're not going to leave that belt inside that trousers, because you need that belt to be used tomorrow or the next day for a different pair of trousers. And this belt is, your intention is to put it in and take it out the whole time. It's push it, you're allowed to put a belt into your trousers, no problem whatsoever. A what?
Handkerchief. Between the.
Oh, it will be the same. It will be the same thing. Same thing. Yes. So comes along the Tshiva Ashkenazis and says, feathers into a pillowcase? No. Shoelace into a shoes? No. Putting a belt to your trousers? Yes. What's the difference? Because the first two cases, the derech is you leave them there. The belt is made lahachnis ilahoitzi tumid. Your intention is put it in, take it out. Put it in, take it out. So therefore, there's no action whatsoever of binyan, of tikamuna. It's just a temporary thing. We see as well the Ksois HaShulchan says, Eitzah Toiva, what should you do if you're in an emergency? My shoelace is snapped. I can't use a new one. I haven't got an old one. And I can't take one from another shoe. What am I supposed to do? Zuk the Ksois HaShulchan, what you should do is take a different color shoelace. For example, your black shoes, take a green shoelace, a yellow shoelace. Why? Because since you're not going to leave that shoelace there, you're going to put it in and take it out straight away in Motzah Shabbos. So, oi bazoi, therefore, there's no, it's like a belt. So, comes along now, Rafalk, let's analyze the case of Lego. Lego, what are you telling me? You're doing a Masa Binyan, Makiva Patish, Tikamuna, because you've built a Lego model of whatever it should be? No, this is like a belt which is made Lahachnis Ilahoitzi Tomid. The whole concept of Lego is that the children are constantly making different things, new things. So therefore, there's no Issel Bechalal whatsoever of of building. And this is like we said before, says Rav Falk, that Mugen Avrum that has, that a collapsible table, a pram, or any type of item which is made to be assembled and disassembled the entire time, this is Derech Hishtamshus, this is Nish Derech Binyan. Now, says Rav Falk, therefore, I don't understand what Rav Shloimeh Zalman Auerbach writes in Shmir Shabbos Kelchusa, that he had a big suffix. Although we understand that a collapsible table, a collapsible bed, is that you're allowed to assemble it on Shabbos, because this is Derech Hishtamshus. But says Rav Shloimeh Zalman, that Lego is bechlal not the same. You know why? Because Lego, each time when a child plays with Lego, he builds something else. So he's not putting back together the same item. When we're speaking about a collapsible table, that these legs slot into here, and that slots into there, and I've got a table, I'm assembling or dissembling it, says Rav Shloimeh Zalman, we wouldn't allow you to use those pieces of wood, and now I'm going to make some other item, some other piece of furniture. The whole heter is, when it's Derech Hishtamshus, it opens and closes, assemble and disassemble. Oh, but to use those same items of wood and come along and build something else with them, because I usually normally for a table or a chair, that won't be allowed, says Rav Shloimeh Zalman. Says Rav Falk, I don't agree. What do I see here from the story of the belt? The reason why you're allowed to use the belt is because it's dark in lahachnis elahoit si tumit. I put it in and slot it out the entire time. Sometimes it's in this trousers, sometimes it's in that trousers, and there's no problem whatsoever. And even the feathers, I would also be allowed to use the feathers if the derech would be to put the feathers in and take them out. And the reason why I can't use the feathers is because the derech is you put them there and you leave them there. But if you were to take them out, really, they would be allowed. And that's why it says, Ksos HaShulchan, a yellow shoelace, I can put it in because I'm going to take it out. So I can take a shoelace and put in this shoe or that shoe, no problem. So similarly, Lego, I can do whatever I want with it because it's Nishkin Derech Binyan, because it's Lahachnis Elahoitzi Tomid. And with this now, with this Shiva Ashkenazis with the belt, comes along Rav Falk. And he says, so let's have a look now, what will be the din of this blow-up bed. So there is a tshiva in Minchas Yitzchok, in Chelik Vov, Simen Lamed, and it's right for Falk, I was the one actually who asked Dayan Weiss at the time, the Shala. His name is not mentioned. Dayan Weiss writes that he's replying to the Chavrei HaKoidel Begeitzet, but says, Rav Weiss, it was me. Rav Falk, I'm sorry. He was the one who asked. So he asked, are you allowed to put up this blow-up bed on Shabbos? Writes Dayan Weiss from this Shiva from the Ritvo, that the Ritvo says that what the Gemara says, that you're only allowed to put in feathers into a pillow if it's those original feathers, but to take feathers from another cushion and put them there into this cushion, you're not allowed to. So writes Dayan Weiss, a pshita b'mi'es pushet de ein chilek ben of the muna b'moichin oisamuna b'avir. There's no difference if the stuffing of an item is a stuffing of feathers or a stuffing of air. It's the same thing. I have made a keli, I've got here a pillow, I've got a stuffing of feathers, I've got a blow-up bed, I've got a stuffing of air. V'kiven shekola heta. And since the entire heta by the pillow is only mishim demachze hamoichin le'oiseka, when you are replacing the original feathers in the pillowcase, shehoi kva b'soichoi, memele bavir le'shayachze. When it comes to air, says the advice, it doesn't fit in, because it's a new air. The chol pam have a chalita. Each time it's a new air. The hashtovid leimuna. And therefore, writes Dayan Weiss, he holds this is forbidden. Writes Rav Falk, that I look at it differently. And he says, a gewaldi de svura. Somebody who's not well, so one may use for him a hot water bottle on Shabbos. He wants to take to bed a hot water bottle. How do you make a hot water bottle? Very simple. You open the top, you pour in hot water. Says Rav Falk, would anybody come along and tana, you've made a keli? I've made a keli because beforehand this was a useless piece of plastic. By me filling it with hot water, I've made it now into keli. Why are you not over in Issa of Tikamuna, of Makkah, of Patish, of Binyan, according to different shittas? The answer is obvious. Because this hot water is just merely a filling, and it's, you're going to pour it out afterwards. The hot water does not become part and parcel of this bottle. I have not completed the hot water bottle because I put in hot water. I can't use it without the hot water, but that doesn't mean that I've actually made the hot water bottle. I've just filled up a hot water bottle. Zukra Falk, what's the difference between filling up a hot water bottle with hot water and filling up a hot water bottle or a mattress or whatever it should be with air? The thought is, feathers become part and parcel of the pillowcase. A shoelace becomes part and parcel of the shoe. I'm mevatel it there. It becomes part of the thing. The shoe is useless without the shoelace. So I'm mevatel the shoelace there. I have been mashlim the shoe. The pillowcase is useless without the feathers. I have completed a pillowcase. The hot water bottle is also useless, but because I'm going to empty it afterwards, no one is going to say, I have completed a hot water bottle. I've merely filled it up. The hot water does not become part and parcel of this hot water bottle. In the same way, air, says Rav Falk, does not become part and parcel of the mattress. I have given it a filling, but that filling is going to go out. And that's what the Tshiva Ashkenazis means when he says that a belt is not the same as feathers and a shoelace. Because a belt, the derech is, I don't leave it there, says the Tshiva Ashkenazis. The derech is, I put it in and I take it out. So although I can't wear these trousers without the belt, because the trousers are too big for me and it's going to fall down, so I need the belt. But we all understand that I'm not going to be mevatel that belt there. I'm just making it. I can use the trousers now. But it doesn't become part of the trousers. Why does it not become part of the trousers? Because the derech is, I'm going to take it out. State in the poskim, I think Shlomo Zalman says this, that if we're speaking, by the way, a special belt, well, this belt is only fits by women, it's more nageya. They have a belt, which the belt has a particular pattern on it, which this belt can only be used for this particular outfit. And you see, it's a belt which one can see from outside, and the belt is needed for that outfit. Then that belt will be the same as a shoelace. It's part and parcel of the dress. Therefore, that belt is taka also. That's a shoelace. That's not a belt. But a belt which the derech is to put it in and take it out, that doesn't become part of the trousers. Similarly, writes Rav Falk, I understand that the air is the same as hot water. You put it in and by itself it goes out after a day or two. So therefore, holds Rav Falk, and he's a das yuchid in this, that he holds, you're allowed on Shabbos or Yontov to pump up one of these mattresses. And although there's a clear issa of asiyas keli, chol aposkim, you're not allowed to make a keli on Shabbos, right, Rav Falk? I'm not looking at it as asiyas keli. I'm looking at it in the same way as filling up a hot water bottle, putting a belt in your trousers. So this is a greisa chiddush from Rav Falk, how he sees koyach ha'hayrua lahukel, that he was makel this das yuchid to come along and be makel in his blow up bed. But now to come back to our shala still of Lego. So Rav Falk said, I don't look at it, there's any shala of Makkah v'Patish, of Binyan, of Tikkun Muna, with Lego, because this is something which is made to be assembled and dissembled. So nishken derech Binyan bechlal. But, says Rav Falk, I look at it, and this is a very novel approach, there's an issa ksiva involved. Now you might wonder, how on earth does ksiva come into Lego? So writes Rav Falk that we have, he speaks as well about oil as well, that's not time for that. Oil, if you make it with an oil tefach, it can also be, children want to play with something, you put something underneath, another not time for that. But ksiva, how does ksiva come into this? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos that ksiva doesn't refer only to somebody writing words and letters. Writes the Rambam that somebody who's roishem, some type of tzira, some type of form, some type of shape, bekoisel, harizah told us koisev. The is of ksiva, writes the Rambam, refers not just merely to writing words and letters, but to drawing a picture. You've drawn a picture of an aeroplane. You've been over an Issa, says the Rambam, of Kosev. That's everybody agrees with. Now, we need to ask ourselves. The Rambam says, Haroshim b'koisel. You write on the wall. It doesn't have to be on the wall. You can write on a piece of paper. You can write on a piece of wood. On a piece of metal. But ksiva is, we understand, you have to put the ksiva on something. What is, if you are building a model aeroplane? So a child wants to make on Shabbos with his Lego, he wants to make a little aeroplane out of Lego. The Rambam said that if you make a picture, you are roishim et sira, that's an issa ksiva. When we're speaking about making a picture, does that refer dafka? You take a pen and I draw an aeroplane on a piece of paper. Is that the only case of ksiva? What happens if I make a model aeroplane? I've made more than a picture. The picture, just a picture on a piece of paper. Will I say that that's also an issa ksiva? Well, no. Issa ksiva is only on a piece of paper. But I make a model aeroplane, which I hold in my hand. It's not shaykh bechlal issa ksiva. Comes from Rav Falk, and he says, a gavaldig echab. There's a machloikus or reshoinim legab the mitzvah of tefillin, state a kishatom lois al yodechel. What does this mean? We have to tie the tefillin. The shitta of one of the balitois is Rabbeinu Eliyahu, means that every single day we have to make a new kesher. The kesher on our tefillin, we have to make every single day. You have to undo it after you've taken off your tefillin, and the next day you put on your tefillin, you make a new kesher. Because this is what it means, a kishatom lois al yodechel. Freik the noidib yehidin chivas, I don't understand. It's a halucha la Moshe Misinai, says the Gemara, that we have to have on our tefillin the shem shakai. The shin is on the bias of the shalrosh, the dalid is on the kesher of the shalrosh, and the yid is on the kesher shalyad. Now we know there's an issa of moichik as Hashem. We're not allowed to rub out Hashem's name. And we've been told that the kesher of the shalrosh and the shalyad form the shem shakai. Freik denoy de bihida. How can the balatoisa say that every day you got to undo the kesher in order to redo it the next day? B'lechoram being oisa, even issa of mechik as Hashem. I'm rubbing out Hashem's name of shakai. And for the noidi b'yehida, because they're not together, the shin, the dalid, and the yid are not together. One's on the shalrosh and the bais, one's on the back, one's on the hand. They're not together. No, it's the mechikas Hashem. Says Rav Falk, what do I see from this chivas noidi b'yehida? I see that he regards the dalid on the shalrosh and the yid on the shalyad as a richtige ois dalid and a richtige ois yid. Ad kedei kachle, he asks, l'choy there should be a is of mechikas Hashem. Now, if you're going to say that a ksiv is only when it's on something, then l'choyer, this is not on anything. The shalrosh, when I take it off and I'm doing the kesher, it's just here in I'm holding in my hand and I'm doing the dalid and the yid. And yet the noid he says, I've got a problem with mechikas Hashem. And says Rav Falk, if you look from the half sphere of Psi Pesach Frank, he says, I'm going to bring a raya to the Noid Behida. Because Rashi writes in Masechtas Menuchas, we know that the Tfilin Shalrosh has got a gresser kedisha than the Tfilin Shalyad. Why? It's the same Pashis. Why has it got a gresser kedisha? Says Rashi, because the Shalrosh has got two letters of the Shem Shakai. It's got the Sheen and the Dalid. And the Shalyad has only got one letter. Only the Yid. So therefore, the Shalrosh says Rashi of the Geresra Kedisha with the Shalyad. I see from this Rashi that this Rashi learnt Ochet has got a richtige din kesiva of the Shem Shakai. I see from here, says Rav Falk, that we'll say that something which is written, not on paper, it's just in itself, has got a din of kesiva. So Oy Bezoy, says Rav Falk, wants to be mechadish this Yisod. That if we were to say that a child wants, even just I'm playing with Lego, Mela, but he says, no, I'm playing with, I want to make a little aeroplane, I want to make a car, I want to make a house. Says Rafal, ich halt das ist mamisch a richtige Schale fink ksiva. And therefore, he says, lechoira, it should be also, because this is a Schale of ksiva. So I was listening to a shiur from one of the Gedolei Harabunim, in Eretz Yisrael, won't say his name, And he sat over the tshiva for a falk, and he had the ganzen avek gemacht. Ksiva. Although a falk brings stark arayas, but he wasn't having it. He didn't say any reason, just misvura. But I looked in Piske Tshivas, here in Sittman Shini Dalit, and he writes a dove niflam oid. He quotes the words of Rafalk, the Zashal of Ksiva. Now Rafalk Sefer Machzel Yui, he printed in Tufshin Lamates. At the time, hadn't yet come out, the Sefer Makochayim. Makochayim is from the Chavos Yuhis, from the Gresta Gedoyla Poskim, lived about 350 years ago. And the Makor Chaim was lying in Ksav Yad and was only printed 3 years later in Tufshin Membeis. And there the Makor Chaim writes the following words: Binyan shel hevel, which means a toy in our language. Binyan shel hevel she'ois matinoikas. Binyanim shel hevel, just toy stamp which children are playing with. Shedoyme lemigdal, and they've made a form of a tower. Yesh limchois, one should be moicha if they do that. Why? Maho de simen shimem sif dalad. Because that what's written in shimem sif dalad. What's written there in shimem sif dalad? Writes there the machaber that it's forbidden for a person on Shabbos to write in mashkin with his finger. Even though nishkin dover hamiskayim, he's made in with his finger, he's made a word in some liquid. Says the machaber, you're forbidden to do that. It's nishkin dover miskayim, writes mishabrira, it's nishkin richtig eksiva, or but still usa midrabunon, because it's doimel eksiva, you've made a form of the words in ksiva. So therefore, writes very clearly, the Makor Chaim, this very yisod, that when children are playing with it and they build a tower on Shabbos, yesh limchois, you should be moicha, because in Simen Shimem Siv Dalet is written that it's also midrabunon to do a ksiva she'eino miskayemes. So therefore, writes the Piske Tshivas, as a machzel yuet zoiche gevei, machaven tzazan, to the words of the Makor Chaim, that hadn't yet been printed. And you see, his yesod, which Rafalk wrote, as a shala, a problem of kesiva, is actually written here in the Makor Chaim. So therefore, just to summarize again, so what comes out is many poskim say that Lego is a shala of binyan, of makav paktish, tekemuna, different opinions. Some are makel, some are machme, for children it could be makel. Others say that by children it doesn't snish mechzik a binyan. Rabbi Yashiv is machme, Andres and Och machme. Zugrafal, I have no problem at all whatsoever at all with this. There's no shala at all of binyan. It's like a belt which is made to be opened and closed, put in and taken out. But however, he does have a problem of kesiva. And just one final surah, Falk explains, why by a picture doesn't it need to be on a material, on a paper, on a wall? He said, because by letters, the halukh is your only oivik kesiva if you write shtei oisius. Now, if the shtei oisius are not joined together, I don't have shtei oisius. In order to be shtei oisius, they have to be together. Otherwise, it's nishke shtei oisius. One is here and one is there. The possible speak about it. Shimem, they're not joined together. This is nishteyosis. Shteyosis. So what joins them together? What's machaber them together? The surface and what they're written. However, when you're speaking about making a tzira, making a form, a shape, a picture, so there, then even one picture, you don't need two pictures, you one picture. So therefore, the picture doesn't need a background surface on which to be put. It's only the oisius which need a background to be machabed the two oisius together, to be over the shtei oisius. But by a picture, it doesn't need. So, Rabbi Shlomo Helfen, the chiz from Rav Falk, who he came here so often, he used to speak here in the Torah way, should be Megan and all of us, and we should all be Zoychataka to be Toyim, the Mesikas HaTorah, and to be Zoychataka, this is Brucha, there should be for all of us, Kel Shulchan Urech, Michan Lechoil, and we should be Zoycha that Nasis Lai Samchayim, Schisa Yugan Aleini Vakal Yisrael, Omein.